Manx Radio's coverage of the Manx Music Festival is brought to you by SpectrumWindows.im.
Faster Mind, a very good evening to you. It's Judith here for our last weeknight edition of Today at the Guild. And I can tell you that within the last few moments, the winner of this year's Cleveland Medal is Ruth Tickle. Congratulations to you, Ruth. It's the second time that Ruth has won the Cleveland Medal, but it was a few years ago, and I'm sure this is just a very, very special night for her. Wonderful singing from everybody who took part in that, and it just was a fabulous celebration of great music. But the adjudicator's choice tonight was Ruth Tickle, and our warmest congratulations to you, Ruth. We'll be hearing some of Ruth's singing just a little bit later in the programme. But whilst I imagine the scenes of great celebration around the Royal Hall in the Villa Marina right now, I'm going to bring you the competition that started the evening there, because we began the proceedings at 6 o'clock this evening with the Sheffield Plate. This is the equivalent of the Cleveland Medal for our young singers. It's the highest award that the Guild offers to young voices, and they're looking for promising young voices. And goodness me, that's another one I would not have liked to be judging, because the standard for Sheffield Plate gets higher and higher. We have such gifted young singers. I'm not going to tell you the result. I'm going to let you listen again to the songs. And a lovely little touch this year, celebrating the 125th anniversary of the Guild, is that all the set songs that the young people had to sing were all Manx traditional songs. So really lovely to see that a focus being put back on these. And in fact, in the case of one of the songs, somebody was saying to me that it was the first time that they'd heard the melody and the words all the way through. It was, in fact, Hunt the Wren. You'll be hearing it in a few moments. And true, I've heard it played as a dance tune, instrumental versions, lots of times. Never heard it with all the words sung all the way through. And it's all those little gems that we get along the way. So, back on stage tonight, we had the winner of the Girls Solo Voice Class for year six, and the winner was Evie Skillicorn, and she's going to sing her set song, because in each of these classes there was a set song that the young people had to sing, and they just sing the same song again. The only slight difference is for some of them they're singing it in the mighty surroundings of the Royal Hall. Some of the classes were held down in the Promenade Suite, but didn't seem to worry them one bit at all. Strode out onto the stage with great confidence and sang their little hearts out. Evie Skillicorn is accompanied by Jill Collings. Was Evie Skillicorn, and she was singing Berry Brown. Next on stage is Evan Darroch, and Evan won the boys' solo class for years 5 and 6, and Evan is going to sing all about the King of the Sea, and his accompanist is Jill Collings once again.
Up with the log and let her run before watch the herring shoal is wide. Oh, the herring boys, the herring, oh, the herring boys for me. Red or cured, fresh or pickled, oh, the herring is king of the sea. Contrary headed Nyabal Point will soon be left behind. Of Flare Shack Base, our west by west, our merry friends will find. Oh, the herring boys, the herring boys, the herring boys for me. Red or cured, fresh or pickled, oh, the herring is king of the sea. Struck his flag, so down with the nets and pray. The fisher's friend to bless our homes and toil by night and day. Oh, the herring boys, the herring, oh, the herring boys for me. Red or cured, fresh or pickled, oh, the herring is king of the sea. Over the Cronkney Eyrie lay the sun's bright signal shines. 'Tis time to haul a glittering train and ship our loaded lines. Oh, the herring boys, the herring, oh, the herring boys for me. Red or cured, fresh or pickled, oh, the herring is king of the sea. With western brown, grateful heart, a joyful voice we raise, as homeward glides our gallant craft, our morning songs of praise. Oh, the herring boys, the herring, oh, the herring boys for me. Red or cured, fresh or pickled, oh, the herring is king of the sea.
Evan Darroch, accompanied by Jill Collings and the King of the Sea. Next to sing for us is Brisa Kelsey. Now, Brisa won the girls' solo class 4 years 1 to 3. So she's one of our youngest singers and she looked absolutely beautiful. Her song is The Fairy's Dance and she was dressed in a lovely floaty white dress and she had her fairy wings and fairy wand with her. And Brisa is accompanied here by Graham Kirkland as she sings The Fairy Dance. This is Brisa Kelsey.
People, merry little people, hand in hand they
Lovely confident singing there from Brisha Kelsey, accompanied by Graham Kirkland and the Fairies Dance. Now, next to sing for you is Tyler Neal. Now, Tyler barely had time to get his sort of any nerves together because he only qualified for the Sheffield Plate earlier today because Tyler took part in the class for the boys' treble solo for years seven and over. And that class was only competed for in the Royal Hall this morning. So there we are. Tyler came along to sing. He won the class with 87 marks. Buddy Clegg was in second place with 86. And Tyler found himself in a matter of hours singing again for the Sheffield Plate. And if he was nervous, it certainly didn't show. So here's Tyler to sing for us now. Again, he's accompanied by Frank Woolley. And the set song for Tyler's class was Fair Maids of Man. And here he is to sing it for us. Confident, clear singing there from Tyler, Tyler Neal, and Tyler was accompanied there by Frank Woolley and his song there, Fair Maids of Man. Red Top Knots is the song set for the class that our next singer took part in. She's Sophie Heinzen, and she was the winner of the girls' solo class for year five. and Sophie is accompanied by Marilyn Cannell. Here she is to sing about those red topknots for us. Class winner Sophie Hineson, accompanied by Marilyn Cannell. And I just have to say that all the young people looked absolutely beautiful. The boys very, very smartly dressed, and the girls all looking really, really gorgeous. And, you know, I was talking to Chrissy Sutcliffe earlier today, and she said, just talking about the competition in general, and she said, you know, everyone's a winner, and they are. Just taking part in their own way, everyone is a winner. Right, let's go back to our music. And Slumber Song was the choice for the class that Annabel King won. And that's the girls' solo for years 7 and 8. So one of the older competitors in this competition. When I say older, that's all a degree, isn't it? They're all very, very young. And Annabel is going to sing that for us now. Annabel King, Slumber Song, and she too is accompanied by Frank Woolley.
Oh,
fine singing there from a very talented young lady. That's Annabel King. And Annabel has been awarded a place at Cheetham's School of Music, and she'll be going there later in the year. She's a very talented instrumentalist also, and we wish Annabel every success as she goes to Manchester to continue her music studies. But that's not until the autumn. And there she was with Slumber Song, and her accompanist was Frank Woolley. We're going to hear from Zach Colligan in just a second.
Manx Radio's coverage of the Manx Music Festival is brought to you by SpectrumWindows.im.
And what I'm bringing to you now is the competition for the Sheffield Plate, which was held in the Royal Hall of the Villa Marina starting at 6 o'clock this evening. Now, we've heard from Evie Skillicorn and Evan Darrock, Brisha Kelsey, Sophie Heinzen, Annabel King, and now Zach Colligan. Zach is accompanied by Pat Cullen, and we're going to go hunting the wren. There we were, hunting the wren in the company of Zach Colligan. And I think I should point out that Zach Colligan and Brisha Kelsey were the two youngest singers in that competition, because Brisha was the winner of the girls' solo class years 1 to 3, and Zach was the winner of the boys' solo class years 1 to 4. So I think you'd agree, great singing from two very, very young competitors. And now we are going to hear the voice of the young lady who has taken the Sheffield Plate home with her for this year. This is the winner of the Sheffield Plate for 2017, and she is accompanied again by Frank Woolley. And the winner this year, with our warmest congratulations, is Alexandra Slater.
And sing to me, oh,
Another traditional Manx melody, Oh, What If the Fowler My Blackbird Has Taken. That was the voice of Alexandra Slater, winner of the Sheffield Plate for 2017, accompanied there by Frank Woolley. Our warmest congratulations to you, Alexandra. And I feel sure that Alexandra will have a place in the festival's finest, the concert, the wonderful variety concert that will be on stage in the Villa Marina on the Royal Hall tomorrow night. If you can possibly get down there, come along and celebrate with us the festival's finest. It'll be a great showcase of loads of winning performances and a huge variety, everything, dance, brass bands, instrumentalists, vocalists, choirs, it'll all be there. Come down and join us and celebrate together. So well done to Alexandra Slater. Now, the next competition on stage in the Villa Marina this evening was the competition for the Balaun Rose Bowl. And this involved the people who had won the individual vocal duet, their different voice classes. And so we had the mixed voice duet of Jane Corkill and Paul Costain. We had the male voice duet, William and Matt Creer, father and son. And we had the ladies voice duet, Jane Corkill and Nikki Kosa-Fletcher. Now, I'm sorry, Nikki Fletcher-Kosa, but we know exactly who I'm talking about, don't we? And we had, again, some fine, fine singing. But the couple taking the Balaun Rose Bowl home are Jane Corkill and Paul Costain. Let's listen to them singing now.
I arise from dreams of thee in the first sweet sleep of night, when the winds are raining low and the stars are shining. Spirit in my feet hath led me. Who knows how to thy chamber window sit?
Thank you.
Winners of the Balaun Rose Bowl for the vocal duets final. That was Paul Costain. Paul, of course, winner of the Cleveland Medal last year, and Jane Corkill. Their accompanist was Patricia Cullen, and they were singing I Arise from Dreams of Thee. Well, I wonder if Ruth Tickle was dreaming of winning a Cleveland medal when she got up this morning, because that is how the day has ended for her. Now, Ruth qualified for this competition by winning the special solo voice class for sopranos, and she that has all the singers do in the special classes have a test piece and an own choice piece. And as we celebrate Ruth's win, as she takes home the Cleveland Medal for 2017 with our warmest congratulations, let's listen again. Patricia Cullen is accompanist for this as we listen to Ruth singing her own choice piece, At the Well by Hageman. This is the winner of the 2017 Cleveland Medal, soprano Ruth Tickle.
Two sisters go to fetch water. They come to this spot and they smile. They must be aware of somebody who stands behind the trees. Whenever they go to fetch water. Whisper to each other when they pass this spot. They must have guessed the secret of that somebody who stands behind the trees. Whenever they go to fetch water, their pitchers lurch suddenly. Water spills when they reach the spot. They must have found out that somebody's heart is beating who stands behind the trees. Whenever they go to fetch water, the two sisters each other when they come to the spot and they smile. There is a laughter in their swift stepping feet which makes confusion in somebody's mind who stands behind the trees whenever they go to fetch
water. Winner of the Cleveland Medal, accompanied by Patricia Cullen. That was Ruth Tickle and At the Well. And you can be absolutely sure that Ruth will be singing again in the concert tomorrow night. And just a little reminder that if you can't get to the concert, then listen to Sundown from 9 o'clock on Sunday night. I'll be playing highlights of the concert and lots more music that I've recorded over the week at the Guild. And there just never is enough time for all the great music that I want to share with you. But Sundown will be going back to the Guild just for one last time, bringing you as much of the concert as I possibly can between 9 and midnight on Sunday night. And I'd love to have your company. Well, gosh, how do you follow that? How do you follow somebody who's just won the Cleveland Medal? Well, how about the voice of somebody who won the Cleveland Medal last year? Because Paul Costain, he's had such a busy year. He's a lovely person. All our singers are lovely. But, you know, Paul is one of these people who, wherever he's been invited to sing, he's been there. And he's had some incredibly busy weeks where he's been somewhere different pretty much every night. And he's there and he's great fun and very good humoured. And not only did he sing for the Cleveland Medal this week, but also he went into other classes and had a great deal of success, particularly in that classic one, The Songs from the Shows. And last night, that was the competition, the main competition in the Royal Hall. And again, we had a great mix of the newer shows, some of them that haven't actually made it to the West End stage yet, but are just kind of bubbling under and gaining popularity. So we had some of those, and we had some of the great favourite shows, the ones that really stand the test of time. And that was where Paul made his choice, and a very wise one it was too. He took us back to the musical Fiddler on the Roof and Topol's song, If I Were a Rich Man. And for that, he was awarded 90 marks. This is the winning performance from Paul Costain from Songs from the Shows for Last Night.
Dear Lord, you make many, many poor people. I realize, of course, it's no great shame to be poor. But it's no great honor either. What would have been so terrible if I were to have a small fortune? If I were a rich man, yagga digga 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 dum, all day long I'd biddy biddy bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard, yagga digga 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 dum. If I were a biddy biddy rich, a digga diddle digga diddle man, I'd build a big tall house with rooms by the dozen right in the middle of the town. A fine tin roof with real wooden floors below. There could be one long staircase just going up and one even longer going down. And a one more leading nowhere just for show. I'd fill my yard with chicks and turkeys and geese and ducks for the town to see and hear, squawking just as noisily as they can. With each loud cluck and would land like a trumpet on the ear, as if to say here lives a wealthy man. If I were a rich man, yagga-digga-digga-digga-digga-digga-digga-dum, all day long I'd biddy-biddy-bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard, yagga-digga-digga-digga-digga-digga-digga-dum. If I were a biddy-biddy-rich, a digga-diddle-digga-diddle-man, I'd see my wife, my gold, looking like a rich man's wife with a proper double chin, supervising meals to a heart's delight. I'd see her putting on hairs and strutting like a peacock. Oh, what a happy mood she's in, screaming at the servants day and night. The most important men in town will come to fawn on me. They will ask me to advise them like Solomon the Wise. If you please, Repertoria, pardon me, Repertoria, posing problems that will cross a rabbi's eyes. Bye bye, bye bye. Bye bye, bye bye, bye bye, bye. And it won't make one bit of difference if I answer right or wrong. When you're rich, they think you really know. If I were rich, I'd have the time that I lack to sit in the synagogue and pray, and maybe have a seat by the eastern wall. And I'd discuss the holy books with the learned men 7 hours every day. This would be the sweetest thing of all. I were a
rich man. Yagga-digga-digga-digga-digga-digga-digga-dum. All day long I'd biddy-biddy-bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. Yagga-digga-digga-digga-digga-digga-digga-dum. Lord who made the lion and the lamb, you decreed I should be what I am. Would it spoil some vast eternal plan if I were a wealthy man?
If I Were a Rich Man, that's Paul Costain, accompanied by Jill Collings, winner of the Songs from the Shows. Music from a choir in just a moment.
Manx Radio's coverage of the Manx Music Festival is brought to you by SpectrumWindows.im.
Well, as I mentioned last night, the children's choir classes have been spread over 3 days this year just to make a little bit more space in the Royal Hall so that parents and families can come in and listen to the children singing rather than them all coming in on a Saturday, which has traditionally been the way that it's been done. It's all getting a little bit too congested. So we had some more choirs in today and some great music to listen to. We had, in fact, seven schools brought their choirs along, and thank you to all of them for a very entertaining afternoon. Lots of variety in the music, and we had a first place to the Buchan Chamber Choir. They're directed by Sue Mills, and Gareth Moore is their accompanist. They were the class winners with 87 marks, and Cronkyberry School were in second place with 86 marks, and all the marks very close, third place, 85, so you can see there's very, very close marking there shows that there was high quality from all the singing. We're going to listen to one of the Buchan Chamber Choir's pieces now. This is Simple Gifts from class winners, the Buchan Chamber Choir.
Gift to be simple.
Buchan Chamber Choir and Simple Gifts. Cronkyberry School were in second place, and they've got food on their mind. Food, glorious food from Cronkyberry Choir there. Well done to you. Let's catch up on a few other results. And we had some lovely singing, some lovely duet singing from some young people this morning in the Royal Hall. And second place to Robin May Lawler and Grace Lee with 88 marks and a lovely arrangement of Over the Rainbow. And a first place in this class to Christian Cooper and Niall McCabe O'Kelly. They had 89 marks and they sang Dear Theodosia. Both of those songs are on my list to be played. It's just the first opportunity I get, which might probably be on Sunday night. And congratulations to Sarah Qualtro, who won the leader class, leader solo for all voices, year 10 to under 26s. And Sarah sang Ganymede by Schubert and won the class with 87 marks. Congratulations to you, Sarah. Now, we're going to go back and have a little bit of band music now. And this one is one that takes us back to the year 2015, in actual fact. We're going to listen to Russian Silver Band now. And this is a traditional Breton melody that was arranged specially at the request of Culture Vanin by the band's musical director, John Kinley. And this was for the Interceltic Festival at Lorient in 2015, which the band actually attended. Let's listen to them now. This is part of their performance that was in the Royal Hall during the concert class on Sunday afternoon. This is Russian Silver Band. Thank you. Terrific atmosphere there. That's Russian Silver Band with Plaisant du Monde. It's a traditional Breton melody arranged by the band's musical director, John Kinley. And if I'm very quick, I'm going to have time to play one of those duets for you. Here's Christian Cooper and Niall McCabe O'Kelly with the class-winning Dear Theodosia. And they are playing the parts of two men who are looking at their respective baby sons and imagining what life is going to be and dedicating themselves to being the best fathers that they can possibly be. Here they are, Christian and Niall.
Dear Theodosia, what to say to you? You have my eyes, you have your mother's name. When you came into the world, you cried, and it broke my heart. Dedicating every day to you. Domestic life was never quite my style. When you smile, you knock me out, I fall apart. And I thought I was so smart. You will come of age with our young nation. We'll bleed and fight for you. We'll make it right for you. If we lay a strong enough foundation, we'll pass it on to you. We'll give the world to you, and you'll blow us all away. Someday, someday. Yeah, you'll blow us all away. Someday, someday.
Oh, Philip, when you smile, I am undone. Look at my son. Pride is not the word I'm looking for. There is so much more inside me now. Oh, Philip, you outshine the morning sun, my son. When you smile, I fall apart, and I thought I was so smart. My father wasn't around.
My father wasn't around.
I swear that I'll be around for you. I'll do whatever it takes.
I'll make a million mistakes.
I'll make the world safe and sound for you. We'll come of age with our young nation. We'll bleed and fight for you. We'll make it right for you. Lay a strong enough foundation. We'll pass it on to you. We'll give the world to you, and you'll blow us all away. Someday, someday. Yeah, you'll blow us all away. Someday, someday.
Christian Cooper and Niall McCabe O'Kelly, their winning performance from the duet task from this morning. Thank you very much for your company. Ashley is waiting for you now. She's going to take you through the wee small hours with some great music. If you can, join me on the Radio Cafe at round about 11:20 tomorrow morning. I'll be having a chat to Simon about what we can look forward to in the Villa Marina tomorrow as the final day of the Manx Music Festival. And of course, big, big review on Sundown at 9. From me, Judith, good night, Evie.
Manx Radio's coverage of the Manx Music Festival is brought to you by SpectrumWindows.im.